This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back. It is the last 25 minutes of class here at Learning University. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Walker Wildman. Guys, let's go ahead and reset our questions for the stretch run.
All right, two remaining questions for me today. First one is this. How many chambers are there in a dog's heart? Second unanswered question. General Motors, also known as GM, was founded in which city in the United States?
All right. I have two questions remaining as well. The first is this. Chocoholic is a blend of what two words? What two words do you combine to get the word chocoholic? And then my second question, what NBA team has the most championships?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. The Ohio River flows into what river? And then which major league pitcher totaled the most strikeouts during both the 1970s and the 1980s?
All right, we go back to the phones. Let me get my computer up here. Where we go, JJ?
Angela from Alabama. Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
We are doing well, Angela. How about you and yours?
I'm doing well, too. I have tried and tried so many times to get through and never have. So this is my very first time to get through.
Oh,
wow,
wonderful.
Okay, great.
Well, that's terrific. Well, Angela, which question do you feel confident about, and do you want to ask and answer?
Well, I felt confident about three of them, the cards, the curling, and Napoleon, but somebody answered all three.
I know it. You can blame Murphy for that.
Murphy's Law.
Right.
But I have one for you. You ask questions all the time about the Andy Griffin Show and different ones, and I have one from Bonanza.
Okay.
You know, if you fell in love with any of the Cartwrights, if you were the poor lady that fell in love, you were bound to be killed off because you just didn't make it. I mean, everybody that fell in love with Cartwrights died.
Okay.
And Ben Cartwright had three wives. My question is, what was Hoss Cartwright's mother's name?
That was
Dan Blocker.
But you know that while she was saying that, I've been watching that a little bit on Saturdays,
yeah.
And I never ever thought about that. But sure enough, a couple of them have fallen in love, and you look like, wow, somebody swept them off their feet. It's going to go good, and then they always get shot with an arrow or get shot or something. So
kicked by a mule.
Yeah,
something.
Exactly. And I didn't even dawn on me until she said that, until Angela pointed that out. But anybody know?
I've got no clue.
Yeah, Victoria.
You're guessing. All
yeah.
Right, we're going with JJ. He says Victoria, Angela.
No, that's wrong. Her name was Ingrid.
Ingrid.
And they were traveling by wagon train where Adam was the oldest. And Ingrid was expecting, and she had horse, and then they got attacked by the Indians, and she got killed.
Wow, you know some that you brought some real bonanza trivia to the show today. Thank you for that.
Yeah, now Angela, was that something that was revealed in the show, or was that something you just read that was kind of in the backstory of the show?
That was something that was revealed in the show, and when I heard it, I said, you know, this would make a good trivia question. I said, if I ever get on Trivia Friday, I'm going to use this as a question.
Well, how fun.
You got on, you asked the question, and you stumped the Trivia Friday Learning University professors. So that's
a great job.
I'm glad
you remembered it. Angela, have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget to spring forward, okay?
I will definitely not forget, and I wish I could have done it last Friday. I celebrated my 79th birthday on last Friday.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Hey, Angela, stay on the line. Happy late birthday. We're going to send you a Trivia Friday T-shirt. Would that be okay? Would you like that?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Okay. You stay on the line. 79 years old, and we missed your birthday, but we just want to bless you and do something special. We wish we could do it for everybody, but if you'll stay on the line, she'll get your address and your size, and we're going to send you one of these Learning University t-shirts.
And we'll know if any callers in the next 20 minutes tell us it's their birthday, they're likely fibbing.
Thank you. Boy, what a sweet lady.
Absolutely. 79 years old. She's been waiting all this time, got on, and had the question prepared.
Great question.
Yeah. All right. Where do we go next?
Luke in Kansas. Hello, Luke. Hey, Luke, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The one about the dog.
All right. That's my question. All right. How many chambers are there in a dog's heart?
Four.
That's correct.
Very four. Good nice. Luke. Luke.
Now, that's the same as a human being. We have also four chambers,
that's a
maybe?
Really good question. Do you know that answer, Luke?
Yeah.
You do? Is it... Do we have four chambers as well, human beings? Luke?
Yeah, I have a question for you.
All right, okay. What's your question for us?
What are the two U.S. states that can grow coffee plants?
One is Hawaii. Okay. And I always thought there was only one. I thought the only coffee producer in the United States is Hawaii. But what else is going to have
probably
subtropical?
South Florida or California.
Yeah, what say you guys?
Man, I don't know.
I wonder about Texas at the very, very tip. Isn't it? You know, you get down around Brownsville.
I wonder if one of the territories.
Oh. Well, he said states, though, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, we know it's Hawaii. That's one,
Luke. Could you give us a hint? Could it be one of the territories?
Or is it a state?
Okay.
Okay. Right. I'm going to say it's going to, like you said, it's Florida, California, or my last choice would be Texas out of those three.
All right. We've got Hawaii is one of them. Are we right about that, Luke?
Yes.
I know that for sure.
And then we have three different guesses. California.
I'll take Florida.
Tip of Texas and Florida.
California is the right one.
California.
There we go.
Well, they produce everything else there.
Right down there by Tijuana, maybe. Yeah.
They produce a lot of fruits over there also.
Whole lot. Okay, thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right.
That was interesting.
Excellent question. All right, where do we go next?
James from Texas. We've had a lot of callers from Texas. James, welcome.
Welcome. Am I addressing the great learned expositors of radio?
Yes, you are, James. Thank you for your honesty.
All right.
Hey, ask.
I had to be honest.
Ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
The river question.
All right, James. There are millions of people listening to you, and don't embarrass your family. No pressure. Here's the question. The Ohio River flows into what river?
The mighty Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Way to go. All right.
It's mighty because it's got a bunch of rivers flowing into it.
And muddy.
Yep.
Hey, what
that's it.
What about
mighty
your
and muddy.
Mighty muddy Mississippi. What about your question for us?
Okay, I can't let Star Trek die because I love Captain Kirk. In 1967, he had to protect the grain. And there was a little animal that almost thwarted the whole deal. What was that animal called?
That is the cute little Tribble.
Oh, you got it.
That's right.
Wow.
And the episode was named The Trouble with Tribbles.
The Trouble with Tribbles.
Ed, how do you know these things?
There's just a lot of space.
I used to watch those every day.
Yeah.
That's my colleague right there, James.
There's a lot of empty space in my head, and there's plenty of room for those kinds of really – pretty worthless facts, but it's there sometimes when I need it and sometimes it's not.
And that's why we have Ed on.
That's right. Hey, James, thank you so much for listening to AFR, and the force be with you.
Hey, James. Yeah, listen, that I want to apologize for that very sad joke from JJ. You get the same thing from Tim when these folks mix up Star Wars and Star Trek. I apologize for that embarrassment,
What about
James?
If I do that for Facebook folks? Is that close enough?
Do this. Live long and prosper.
Hey, that's what he's doing. He's
there
doing
you go. I'm making a sign for the Facebook folks.
All right. Thank you, James. Yeah, that's everyone's on our Facebook. Folks can see us do the live long and prosper. It's not easy. Once you get it, it's okay. Where else?
Let's go to Brad in Kansas. Hello, Brad.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, Brad. Hey,
I'm sitting here listening to you guys. My IQ's dropping. I don't know what we're going to do about it.
Hey, we're about to fix that, buddy. You're about to get a real bump on the old cranium. How about I don't know about the medulla, but the oblongata. Things are fixing to get real right in that region. Ask, answer, or do both.
Well, you just answered the river question. I actually know where those two rivers meet because there's a couple of them old steel bridges that are like 6,000 years old, and one of them is really narrow. When you got two big trucks on them, there's less than 12 inches between their mirrors when they pass.
Oh my goodness!
Wow,
12 inches.
Yeah, it's close. It's
are you a truck? Are you a truck driver?
I am.
All right. So how do you? I mean, did you pass another truck at a slow speed, or do you do that at full speed?
It's 30 across the bridge.
Oh, 30, okay.
Like
well,
that.
Still. And here's the deal, Brad. To add insult to injury, you got that little writing on your mirror that says, warning, objects in mirror are closer than they appear. So you got that element to even make it worse. Hey, Brad, where do they converge? Tell us that.
Right around Cairo, Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay. There's two of those bridges that get you across each one, and I like going that way just for the challenge.
Well, that's a good, that is
yes. So,
hey, that's some good trivia inches. Right there. And those of you that have your permit and not your actual license, please stay away from that bridge so you get a little more experience.
Wow.
Hey, do you feel confident about any of our other questions remaining?
Well, no, but I do have a question.
Go ahead.
It's a question kind of with a related follow-up. Okay, what is the equation for figuring out when Easter is? What day Easter falls on? We know it's Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, I've got that. I was going to share that, and it's a little bit convoluted.
It is. It's a little complicated. And I've looked it up before in the past.
Yeah.
Because the Western Christians usually have a different Easter than, like, Eastern Orthodox. Mm-hmm. You know, Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, and I've looked it up and have kind of understood it but it's one of those things that after I leave Wikipedia, I just forget it.
Here's the deal: when you start talking about the full moon and which following thing, but when I get to the place about patting your head while you're rubbing your tummy, that just throws me way
with
off.
Your right foot
that's
up,
when
and
I lose it too.
Yeah. So. Hey, teach us something, Brad. Make it simple. Put it on the bottom shelf for us.
Okay, this will be in the coloring section.
Okay, good.
Or with the books with the pop-up pictures.
You're our kind of guy, Brad.
I like it.
Okay, the easiest way to figure it out is it's the first Sunday after the full moon, after the first day of spring, which is March 21st.
So you start with the first day of spring, March 21st.
Yep.
Then you go to
also known as the vernal equinox.
All right. Then it's the first Sunday after that.
After the full moon.
After the full moon. Okay. So the first full moon after the spring.
Well, Brad,
here's the first Sunday.
Here's the thing I was sharing with the listeners. It can be as early as, and there's this date in March, and as late as very late in April. So that's there's a wide gap there.
It could be March 22nd. And, the reason I looked this up was because last year it was April 16th, which was a bad day for me because Dad had a heart attack that day and died.
Oh, so sorry to hear that.
That's a pretty cool day to go on, Resurrection Sunday.
You're not kidding.
All right.
Good perspective.
But I know where he's at. It's all good.
Good.
But, then this year it's on April 1st. So I had to look that up and say, what's going on here?
Right. I'm glad Thanksgiving and Christmas was not a moving target like that. We'd be messes up with our shopping.
I just hope when we get to church on Easter Sunday, they don't say April Fool.
That's good.
But, nothing you hear on Easter Sunday should be an attempt to fool you. Hey, there'll be a few jokes at the beginning of service, though.
Brad, thank you so much.
Well, I had that follow-up.
Oh, yeah, the follow-up.
Thing. Go ahead.
Related to a question about a month ago, you asked what's the closest, what day are we to the closest to the sun?
Oh, what day are we closest to the
sun? I think that was one of Tim's questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was January 2nd or 3rd. Okay, there's a name for that. What's it called? Astronomers have names for everything.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Yeah, I'm
going
to
say
either.
George.
How did you know? No. When we're the closest to the sun, it's called the perihelion. P-E-R-I-E-L-I-O-N. And when we're the furthest away from the sun, it's the A-P-H, aphelion. I guess that's how they pronounce it.
Huh.
So there's some useless trivia for everybody.
Hey, when you're out driving, you do a lot of thinking, don't you, Brad?
Oh, you have no idea.
All right, buddy.
It's like a brain-dead drone behind the wheel.
Hey, listen.
Well, that kind of scares me a little bit, Brad.
No, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Hey, be careful
all
out
right.
there. Thank you for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Smart guy.
Yeah,
you could
absolutely.
Tell he was a deep thinker, and that was pretty quick about the coloring and the pop-up pictures, you know, in the book.
All right. Shall we continue
Let's
on?
Let's go to Texas, and I hope I'm getting your name right. Porphy from Texas?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Hey Porphy, ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
The one about the pitcher?
Yes, sir. Which major league pitcher totaled the most strikeouts during both the 1970s and the 1980s?
Well, since I was at the Astrodome in 85, and he became the first pitcher to hit 4,000, I'm going to go with Nolan Ryan.
I was going to say Nolan Ryan. Yes.
Because he played for half the time I was alive, it seemed like.
I mean, I didn't realize he had the most strikeouts during the 1970s and the 80s.
Yeah.
What an athlete.
It was not only his speed, but his longevity. So.
Yes. Yeah, because he was getting up in years, and they said, he can't keep delivering, and he just kept showing
kept striking
up
the people out.
Naysayers. Yeah. Hey, Porphy, you have a question for us?
Yes, sir. I want to stay with baseball.
Yes, sir.
On April 23rd, 1999, he was playing with the St. Louis Cardinals, and he hit two grand slams in one inning.
What? Was
it? And did you say 1999 with the St. Louis Cardinals?
Yes, sir.
And you're saying who did that?
I'm going to go.
All right, we're going to talk, Porphy, we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Was that
here.
Albert?
I'm going to go with Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire.
For back in that day. What
1999,
what about
that might be
Pujols.
That's probably
that
too far
back. That
would
be early in his career. Okay. He was playing then.
He was in 99?
Pujols, okay. I believe, was.
Okay. Well, Mark McGwire is a good guess.
I'm going to go with you on that.
Yeah, we're going to go with Walker and Mark McGwire, Porphy.
Good guesses. Wrong.
Wrong.
Fernando Tatis Sr.
Never heard of him.
Two grand slams in one. Well, now he's got a Fernando Tatis Jr. playing in the minor leagues right now.
Wow. Two grand slams in one inning.
That's incredible.
And was that a home game or an away game? You know?
It was a home game.
I'm going to look that up on YouTube because I love hearing the roar of a crowd at a home game when something amazing happens. But that's going to send a chill up your spine when you hear the announcer and then the crowd going crazy the second. They must have they batted around, obviously, a couple of times.
I think it might have been in L.A. because they were playing the Dodgers.
Okay.
It might have been in L.A., but it's on YouTube.
Hey, Porphy, thank you. That's some great baseball trivia. Hasta luego, my friend.
Okay, I love you guys.
All right, bye. Thank you, brother.
God bless you. Well, that was great.
That's cool. Sports is just that way, when you see something amazing like that.
That was the one question, probably the entire show, that I thought I might know the answer to.
Well, you've been in on it.
Well, and I don't guess I've even heard of that guy. So how do you do a feat like that and you're not, you know? I'm going to go ask the Wheaties people to consider putting him on the box this afternoon. Andrew from Alabama, we're short on time. How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing good.
We better speed along here. Ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
The General Motors.
All right, General Motors was founded in which city, Andrew?
Flint, Michigan.
That's correct.
Wonderful.
Michigan. Wow. Way to go.
Many people might say Detroit.
1908.
That's
wow.
right.
Wow.
Many people might say Detroit, but Flint is just right outside of Detroit.
Yeah. Hey, what's your question for us, Andrew?
How about a math question?
Go right ahead.
All right. What is the square root of 324?
The square root of 324.
324.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to say George. That was right. That was an answer for something else, wasn't it?
Andrew, that question is so easy. I'm not even going to belittle myself by attempting to answer it.
I'm going to throw it. I can't come up with a specific number, but.
I think that's what he's asking for.
Well, I'm not going to give it. So,
in math, that's the funny thing about math.
Did you say 364?
324.
324.
It's 50-something, I think. But go ahead and give us an answer, Andrew.
18.
Well, you were getting
you were saying 16 when you were kind of chipping away there.
You should have stuck with your. You should have been. You should have.
Instinct is
Andrew,
instinct
thanks,
is
buddy. God bless you. Take care. Hey, let's go to our last caller, Lynn in Louisiana, if we have time to squeeze Lynn in. Hello, Lynn.
Hey, how y'all doing, Ed?
We're doing great. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I wanted to ask. I've been working. Did Ed's question get answered about the NBA champions?
No, no. What NBA team has the most championships, Lynn?
L.A. Lakers, I believe it is.
No, they're close. They are at number.
Oh,
they are second.
I thought they beat out Boston Celtics.
The other one is right. Boston Celtics have 17. The L.A. Lakers have 16. Those are the top two NBA championships.
Wow.
And they went head to head in the 1980s with some great basketball there. So, do you have a question for us?
No. I don't know if y'all remember the old one, how much wood could Woodchuck Chuck, but that was just a fun deal,
Do you have an answer to that? No, we're looking for a specific number.
I know is just as much as you can,
Lynn, I know why he crossed the road, but I never have been able to solve that square root of all that wood he was chopping. Hey, Lynn, have a great weekend, buddy.
Hey, thank you guys, man. I love y'all and appreciate all you do. And tell Tim hello, and we'll see y'all down the road.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lynn. All right, guys, we got to give our answers to our questions. And then before we go, you guys are all out? All right, so I have one question left. Now, you guys know this. Chocoholic is a blend of what two
chocolate
words?
And chocolate and alcoholic.
Chocolate and alcoholic. Yeah. So that was pretty easy. I'm surprised nobody jumped on that.
I am as well.
Hey, before we get out of here, tell our listeners where you're going, what do you got coming up, and where they can find out.
I'll be speaking for the Pregnancy Care Clinic annual fundraiser Thursday, March the 22nd, First Christian Church in Salem, Illinois. That's on March the 22nd. Then March the 23rd, I'll be in Fairfield, Illinois, a banquet for the Compassion Pregnancy Center. That's one of the most rewarding things I get to do is to be the keynote speaker for Pregnancy Center annual fundraisers.
Yeah.
And so that's coming up on March the 22nd, March the 23rd. And then some other dates that people can find out at jjjasper.com.
jjjasper.com. And also, you've got a business that folks can order stuff online.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my wife and daughters, Jasper & Company Boutique. And jasperandcompanyboutique.com. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely.
They just got a new arrival of spring stuff. So that's been a real blessing.
All right. Folks, you've been listening to Trivia Friday on the American Family Radio Network. Plenty of great programming is directly ahead. It has been our joy to be your hosts, your professors, at Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, and Walker Wildman today. And folks, keep listening to American Family Radio. Have a great weekend. Go to church, but go to church on time. Don't forget to spring forward.